Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, tell us of the visit of the Magi. Following a star, they visit a new king born to save the world. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for us, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we are celebrating Epiphany, typically celebrated on January the 6th. In worship, we celebrate it on the Sunday closest, so this year that happens to be today on the 5th. It's 12 days after Christmas, is how we figure January 6th every year. And that is when we celebrate the wise men, the Magi, coming to visit Jesus and bringing gifts. The word Epiphany means just showing up or appearing. In Matthew's account this morning, there was a lot of showing up and appearing that went on. First, there was a star that just showed up, appeared in the night sky, and some observers noticed it. And being curious, they began to follow this unique appearance in the night sky. The next time we hear of someone showing up or something appearing, it's when the Magi show up in Jerusalem looking for a new king. And they begin looking everywhere but where we might think would be the most obvious place, the palace. They don't go directly to the palace but begin asking on the streets, in the shops, just appearing places around town and asking about a new king. We aren't told much about how the Magi go on their journey, how they get to Jerusalem. We aren't told a lot about what that journey looked like or how long it took. But we do know that once they reach Jerusalem, they finally do make their way to the palace with some tips from those around town. And at the palace, Herod is able to help them determine that Jerusalem is not the end of their showing up, the end of their appearances. So once again, the Magi get back on the road, and they follow the star that has appeared to them, following it until it stops moving, this time arriving in Bethlehem at the home of Mary and Joseph. The Magi immediately show up, appear unannounced, welcoming a king who appears anything but royal in a modest family home. But it doesn't stop them from worshiping this child king and paying him homage and offering gifts. Not knowing where they would end up when they finished following this star, but knowing that it must be an important thing that they were going to see, the wise men bring gifts fit for a king. And they find a king, king of the Jews. And so they open their treasure chests and give gifts fit for a king, those of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They show up with gifts, but what they didn't expect was to find a child in Bethlehem, one that the prophets of old had prophesied. They thought they would be the ones showing up, giving gifts. But it just so happens that the wise men receive a greater gift, the appearance of the Lord before their eyes, a true epiphany. I wonder if you all have experienced this sort of epiphany that the wise men did in this Christmas season or during Advent as we waited for Christ. Perhaps God has shown up in an unexpected way or has appeared at just the right time or place, or you have been reminded of God's presence with you in a moment of need. I encourage you to keep your eyes, your ears, your hearts open to receive the great gifts of God this week that will appear before you, showing up even in unexpected ways. One of the things that our reading makes clear this morning as we hear it from Matthew is that the wise men followed God's instructions, not only in terms of following the star to get to Bethlehem, but as they leave Bethlehem as well. God warns them in a dream not to return home by the same path they took to get to Bethlehem, but to go another way after this epiphany has taken place. So the wise men follow this dream, returning home by another route, because they realize that something big has happened, that something has changed in their lives, that they have known God through this epiphany. And for that, their lives must change, must be reoriented. I think the same is true for us too. After we have an encounter with God, an epiphany in our own lives, we aren't really the same anymore. Such an occurrence usually dictates that something about ourselves and our relationship with God must change. Maybe it's go deeper or stretch wider or reach higher. Such is the joy of an epiphany experience as we encounter God. And because we do encounter God, we are changed. For God has shown up, has appeared to us. And we have an opportunity to show up and appear for God in the world. We are ones who get to show up day after day, full of love and kindness for others. We get to be the ones who appear with a bowl of soup and a blessing for those who are sick. We get to be the ones who show up to support and encourage our neighbors. We are the ones who appear at the bedsides of the dying, the injured, and the bereaved. We get to appear and to show up in all sorts of holy moments. We get to shine the light of Christ in the world. Light of Christ, that the star shone and the wise men followed. For you see, following a star is never a blind endeavor. The story of the Magi reminds us that even something as simple as a star in the sky can lead us to places we've never dreamed of before. It may take courage and bravery, and it may demand trusting hearts to go directions we wouldn't have chosen ourselves. So let's follow the lead of the wise men as we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord. Today we're each going to receive a star to help guide our spiritual lives. They look like this, except that they have words on the other side. Each of these words is something that can help us in our faith journeys in the coming year. It's a way to help us focus, to discipline ourselves at the beginning of the year. And we receive our stars in the same way that the wise men received their star, given to us as a gift by God, something that we can observe in our lives for a time to come. There's plenty of stars, one for each of you, and there are almost 150 different words, so don't expect to get the same thing as your neighbor. With that being said, when you receive your star, reach in and pick it up. No fishing around for a certain word. No putting a star back if you don't like the star that comes to rest with you. No swapping with your neighbor. The idea of our stars today and the words on them is to connect the star word with the star that the wise men followed. In the same way that they followed their star, you will get to follow yours throughout the year and see where God takes you. I hope that you can view this word as both a gift that God is giving you and also a gift that you may have to give to others. Last year, the word that I drew on the star that I had was balance. And that was exactly the star that I needed in my life last year. I intentionally worked with our staff parish relations committee to find better balance in my life between work and family and taking care of myself, which is beginning to bear fruit and pay dividends as we have welcomed a new member into our family, and the habits that I worked hard to establish in the last year are helping maintain sanity for our household. That being said, I have a friend who in the past, for 3 years in a row, pulled a star with the same word on it. How that happened, I'm not sure. But she got patience 3 years in a row. She got the idea that perhaps she needed to practice with her star more often, to be more intentional about looking for opportunities to be a patient presence and to show up patiently. So whatever word you receive, whether it's a new word this year, a word that you really need, a word that you really dread, a word that you've had before, I hope and pray that you will have it with you for this season so that it will bear rich spiritual meaning in your life this year. As you receive your star, I want you to consider how your word connects with where you are in your life right now. Maybe what it can teach you about God or God's character. What your word can illuminate about the work in the world that God is calling you to enter into right now. The way that God may use this word to grow you. Think about what your word means and if there's more than one meaning that your word holds. How does your word show up in Scripture? Spend a little time with your word this week, getting acquainted with it, which means you need to take your star home with you. Don't leave it in the pew. Don't stick it in the hymnal. Take it home with you and put it somewhere where you will see it often. That might be the refrigerator or your bathroom mirror, your nightstand, someplace in your home where you will notice this star. And let God's divine guidance impact your journey and your destination. May God lead you precisely to the place that you have been seeking, such that you will find Christ. And when you find Christ, not if, when you find Christ. May you rejoice as the Magi. My hope is that in following our stars, we will draw deeper into the truth and love of Christ that is made known to us in God with us, Emmanuel. You'll receive your star when you come forward for communion. So they will be available for you at that point.